The USA is the world's richest and most powerful country, yet poverty is increasing there, with nearly 1 in 6 Americans currently living below the poverty line. The Catholic Campaign for Human Development is an organization set up by the Catholic bishops of the US that is dedicated to breaking the cycle of poverty. The chair of its subcommittee is Bishop Jaime Soto of Sacramento, who spoke to Vatican Radio's Susie Hodges about why poverty is increasing in the U.S.
I think some of the factors is the dramatic changes that are going on in the global economy, where in the past the U.S. economy could be insulated from, you know, the ups and downs of global markets because our internal market was so strong. Today, what goes on in Europe or what happens in China or other dramatic global shifts has an impact on the U.S. economy. And I think that there are sectors of the U.S. economy that still remain very weak. And when we had our recent downturn, it was devastating for the construction industry. And in many ways, we're just slowly recovering. And I know, speaking from California, that much unemployment is due to the collapse of the construction market.
Who are the greatest victims of poverty in the U.S.? Is it kids?
Families with children, and children are more likely to be among the poor here in the United States. That's just, in many cases, the reality of the demographics, and oftentimes that those children with families also happen to be immigrants, and they, the most vulnerable segment of the economy. And when there are dramatic shifts in the economy, they're the ones who oftentimes feel the immediate impact of any kind of economic decline. But yes, the children with families are having a very, very difficult time. And because of that, a significant portion of those who are poor in the United States are our children.
Do you think poverty is often quite invisible, and that many people are surprised to hear that, as I said, the world's richest nation does have this sort of rather hidden underbelly of poverty?
I know that there is oftentimes, and I hear that oftentimes from immigrants coming into the United States, the illusion that somehow our streets are paved with gold and you know, that there's plenty of opportunity. And yes, there are opportunities here that oftentimes they won't find in their sending countries, but there's always been a certain reality of poverty here in the United States. But what we're experiencing now is that the dramatic disparities between the very rich and the very poor, that we're actually seeing in a certain sense, if not a shrinking middle class, a middle class that very much feels at risk and much more vulnerable to the mercurial movement of the market. And besides the working poor population, you also have a middle class that maybe if they don't fit the government definitions of poverty, they feel that their quality of life is declining, and they feel, in many cases, on the brink of falling out.
And when you talk to poor people, what do they say is the worst thing about living in poverty, the toughest decisions that they have to face?
For most of them, it's just the uncertainty, not knowing whether or not they're going to have enough to pay the rent or to pay their mortgage or enough to feed their children, and having to make some very difficult budgetary decisions. And then God help them if all of a sudden a medical emergency comes up. And you know, unfortunately, in the United States, there's still a significant number of people who don't have medical insurance and whose only recourse to medical care would be the emergency rooms. And so there's that high-level anxiety that the poor live with constantly as they try to figure out how are they going to get through the day or get through the week.
And how important is the role played by the Catholic Church in the U.S. in helping to lift people out of the poverty trap, or at least alleviate their suffering?
Well, as a bishop in the Diocese of Sacramento, and I know I speak for many of the bishops of the United States, are the great admiration that we have for the significant role that charity programs play at the level of the parish. Our parishes are oftentimes rooted in communities and in neighborhoods, and they become, in many cases, the first place where people can go, and without a sense of, you know, being judged or not having to fit some government criteria, but just to go and to say that they have a need or that they're hungry or can we get some food, or can we get some help with paying for our utilities or paying the rent? It's these small food closets or St. Vincent de Paul, you know, Christian service programs that run in the parishes that are the front line services that really try to help people get through the day, and in a very real way are giving those who feel vulnerable or who feel hopeless, giving them help, but also giving them hope. And I think that that's one critical work. I happen to chair the Catholic Campaign for Human Development, and that is, again, another program supported by the bishops in the United States, and that program works to provide funding to help communities that are at risk try to organize themselves and how can they work together to improve their lives. And again, oftentimes that those kinds of programs are not just community based, but they use the parish as a base of operation where people exercise their faith in a very public, in a very social way by helping people to be better neighbors with one another and bringing them together as neighbors, try to tackle some of the more endemic social problems that their neighborhoods may be facing. And so the Catholic Campaign for Human Development is, I think, one of the ways that the bishops help many communities that are at risk in developing the social virtues of solidarity, where people realize that when we work together, we can improve our lives together.